What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Vince is in the chat. What's up, everyone? Thanks for hopping on with us. This is a very special edition of The Deep Corner Live from, where are we, Aspire Volleyball Club in Tempe, Arizona.
Yep, Aspire Volleyball Club, Tempe, Arizona.
We are at Phoenix Ascension Arizona. Practice with a little bit of turnover between court occupants right now. But this is going to be cool. Ascension and I think Arizona State are practicing in the background. I'm Rob St. Clair, and I got Vince Nanzuki with me here on the mic. VLA Director of Digital Operations or something like that, and the captain and fearless leader of the Phoenix Ascension squad. So we got a lot to get to for this weekend, man. A lot of huge stuff coming your way. So first and foremost, match schedule. How many matches are we playing? Where are we playing them? And how's that all going to look this weekend?
So overall, we got six matches coming up. We are playing two of them Friday night at the State Farm Stadium out in Glendale, Arizona. It's a Cardinals stadium.
Yeah, in a football stadium.
We played there last year against this ASU squad. And awesome venue. I'd say second best of playing against Long Beach State in the Pyramid. But yeah, it's a really cool place to play, and volleyball festival is they're putting it on for us, and so we're really excited to be out there.
So, tell people really quickly about the volleyball festival, because it's an event that I didn't really know about until I got here a couple years ago, and we were there like sharing the event with them. It is a massive juniors tournament that goes back many years. So I know this isn't a normal year, but like. Picture a normal year. What's that relationship like between maybe your team and then our league and the volleyball festival?
Well, volleyball festival is pretty big. It used to be kind of the second place round or second place tournament, almost like the NIT or whatever.
Yeah.
It used to be like that for teams that didn't make USAV Nationals.
Is that junior girls?
For junior girls, yeah. Yes. And so it turned out to actually field a lot of different teams, and teams started being more interested in going to volleyball festival instead of junior nationals, and so they just come here, Arizona, and it started with just one tournament in the summer, and it's like 120, and everyone loved it. So now it's about 70 degrees out here, and they're running one over President's Day weekend, and they've actually been doing this for about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, so it's. They've done the State Farm Stadium thing before, and so you guys were part of it last year for preseason, like you said. What is it like to play in that venue? Like, that's like it's got to be crazy big. Like, you've got sport courts set up all over literally the football field. Like, how many courts can they fit in there? What's it like? Like, what does it feel like on the court compared to a gym that maybe we're all used to?
You know, the feel of it is really, really unique. I mean, just the stadium ceiling itself is definitely the highest I've ever seen. It's almost like playing outside, and it's just really a fun environment. You get a lot of the players that are watching, the juniors players that are watching. We get a really good exposure from them. They love it. They love watching the high level volleyball play that the VLA brings, and yeah, it's just a great time. And the volleyball festival really goes above and beyond to try to accommodate us in these, you know, in these events.
This year, more so maybe even than any other year. So we got two matches on Saturday night, both featuring your guys, the Ascension. And then Saturday, we're moving kind of across the suburban Phoenix area to a gym like southeast of the city. That's like a little smaller. We're the only thing going on there, and it'll feel a little bit more familiar to us. So what's that gym going to be like, and what's going on that day?
All right, so we've got four matches at Barney Family Sports Complex out in Queen Creek, Arizona. It's your standard volleyball gym. It's not a blown-up stadium like State Farm Stadium. but it's a great environment, and they are doing a lot for us to make sure that we're accommodated and they're taking care of the, you know, our courts and everything like that. And they've got a pretty nice setup, and With our cameras and our views and everything like that, we're gonna get a great we're gonna have a great tournament there.
Yeah, we're gonna get a ton of content from both places and capturing the excitement of State Farm Stadium on Friday, and then having a little bit more freedom to move around and do a lot more creative things with content on Saturday. I think it's gonna be great for kind of the whole league both days. We're gonna be able to bring you guys everything. So a quick summary of the match schedule. A lot of the weekends that we play Saturday, Sunday. Not this time. This weekend is Friday, Saturday. So Friday night, that's February 12th, this week. In the evening, we got two matches in State Farm Stadium, like Vince said. And then Saturday, it's February 13th, four matches, like all day long, starting at 8 a.m. Mountain, which is 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, and then four of them throughout the day. So if you want to see more about that and the matchups, check out usavla.com. But, Vince, a big thing about this event is the teams that are featured. So we got your guys. We got the Phoenix Ascension, who everybody knows and loves. We've seen you guys before. We saw you back in July repping the VLA for the first time. Your team's existed for several years, maybe under different names or whatever. Like, people know this team. What people might not know is the other two teams that are playing with us this weekend. So we, for the first time, are debuting VLA Tier 2. And these two Tier 2 squads are both coming from Southern California. And that's Ruckus, a team that has existed for quite a long time, and then Irvine Extreme. So these two teams belong to VLA Tier 2 and are both playing against the Tier 1 Ascension this weekend. So that's a new look for us. And a lot of people probably are wondering how that kind of works. So kind of talk me through it. Who are these two teams? What's VLA Tier 2 all about? What, like, are they in the VLA? Are they not? Like, explain that to somebody who doesn't know anything, kind of like me.
Right, right. Yeah, so Ruckus is a very notable team in the adult volleyball community, the open level community, USAV. They're a solid, good team. They, I think 2 years ago, they took second at the USAV Opens.
Which is a big deal.
And they're just a solid group of players. From the Southern California area. And so really the way that our structure has developed, they were a perfect fit for what we're trying to do. And then we've got Team Irvine Extreme, and another Southern California team featuring a lot of Division I, II, and NAIA players that basically are rounding out this competition. So I guess the big thing, obviously, is the question is like, okay, so what is this, Tier 1, Tier 2? And so basically, the VLA's goal, and we said from the beginning, is to be an all-inclusive league. You know, we want to give teams an opportunity to play. We want to give teams a chance to come and show your stuff against the Phoenix Ascensions, the Team Pineapples, the Chicago Iceman, Team LVC. And so this is that opportunity. And so we've developed basically a structure where teams can come, compete against us, and then basically through these competitions and whatnot, we will be able to see if these teams want to, possibly move forward with playing in a Tier 1 professional setting.
Join the league full time. Yeah, it's a thing that a lot of other sports have models for. In all the European countries that have professional volleyball leagues, they have Division 1, Division 2, Division 3 even. Germany has it. Italy has it. Poland has it. Like, teams, clubs, programs, and players that start their careers or whatever, they find themselves at Tier 3 or Tier 2, and then they move up competitively over the years as they get, more touches and more exposure at the appropriate levels. So it's a very similar model to what we're trying to create. It makes a lot of sense. It's the professional leagues here in America have minor league systems. It kind of makes sense for us to do at least something like that. And the league right now only with five teams at the Tier 1 level, and we've had a lot of interest from several teams that have wanted to join the league. And so for people asking how do you do it, this is how. This is how we're giving teams an opportunity to see if they belong and have everything organizationally and they're the right fit to join the VLA full time. So this is kind of something we're trying out this weekend. And make no mistake, these two teams are going to be really good. I don't know exactly if we know what to expect, but what are you expecting competitively from Ruckus and Team IX compared to your Ascension guys that we have practicing in the background over there?
I'm expecting both of these teams coming out with something to prove. I think that they're going to be extremely aggressive, and they got nothing to lose in these circumstances, right? And so they're going to go, and they're going to come out with this opportunity, and they're both going to play hard, and we expect just great volleyball through and through.
Well, that's something we've always delivered, really, is this great high-level volleyball, the highest around, if you ask anyone around here. So, first of all, I wanted to point out, anybody that's watching on YouTube Live right now, I'm looking at the comments right now, so anybody has any random questions in the chat, hit us up. I'll be posting this audio version on the standard like podcast platforms tomorrow, so a cool little special episode of the Deep Corner here. So let's talk about your squad a little bit. We got them practiced in the background. It's great that you've been able to get the guys in the gym, and your team, maybe more so than any other in the VLA, at least right now, not that many guys in Europe playing professionally. Most of your guys are local, and you can get them in the gym and develop like before a competition like this weekend's. So tell me about your guys. Who are we going to see? Some familiar faces, some new faces, and how do you think they're looking so far?
Well, you're going to see pretty much the same guys that have always been Ascension. We haven't really spawned out too much to try to grab outside talent. We haven't with the second senior year that Grand Canyon Benedictine, Park University, those are kind of the schools that we are looking at to kind of fill our roster in the future. And right now, since that second season happened for those seniors, we really haven't had any opportunity to bring in any new faces. But yeah, most of our guys, Zach Melcher just got back from playing overseas, and he didn't return over there after playing a year in the Czech Republic. So he'll be back full time. The new face I think that we'll get to see out here is BJ Hoppo. And he's one of our setters. He played setter for Long Beach City College, then actually went to BYU as a libero, but still a great, great setter. And he's going to be setting for us a little bit this weekend. So he's probably the most notable that will be a new face as far as Ascension goes.
So Joe Kawiakamoa obviously still around. He's here. Brian Lewis is here. Mark Olson's here. Jesus Itzaguirre is here, which I'm really excited to get him back in purple for the Ascension. Yeah, this is a familiar group, and what's cool about it that I've always liked the way that you guys have run the program is that you don't bring in outside ringers. Kind of build everything up here very locally in Ascension. So that's given you chances to connect and be like notable in the Arizona volleyball community, including with this Arizona State team right here. So tell me again, I think we might have talked about this on the show when I've had you on before, but since they're right here behind us, you've had the chance to scrimmage these guys and the University of Arizona as well, plus like Grand Canyon, Benedictine Park, the varsity teams that you mentioned. Where's Ascension at in the greater Phoenix and Arizona volleyball community right now? How do you think you guys stack up in that sphere? Do the players know about you guys? What's that like? Because I think you've always done a really good job of that.
Yeah, I think for the most part they are aware of Ascension. I think that all the coaches obviously know it. We played every single team in Arizona other than Ottawa University, and so I mean clearly the teams know us. I think that one of the strong things that we can do is just continue to grow the league. The bigger the league grows, the more interest that these guys are going to have to want to compete in it. More so than when they see that it's a professional option in the future. And that's our goal, is to be able to provide, a professional option for players to play in the United States.
It's always been the goal, and lots of great things happening to make that a reality, including this weekend. So from a league perspective, we talked about this weekend a little bit, 6 matches. It's going to be some incredible volleyball. But with the world kind of as it is right now with COVID restrictions and trying to plan events is pretty difficult, you know better than anyone, after trying to pull this weekend off. What are we as a league looking forward to down the road for the rest of this year? Lloyd Ball talked about it when I had him on the show a couple episodes ago. We've got some great things on the calendar, but it's difficult to commit to some of these things until right before, just with the way the world is right now. So from here, especially like considering now this VLA Tier 2 thing that we already talked about, where do we go from here? What's next?
So what's going to happen next is we're looking to host a few more events this year. We unfortunately can't release a schedule yet because of COVID restrictions. They're really kind of, got got us tied up a little bit. The big thing, though, that we do have is that we do have a handful of new teams that will be new Tier 2 teams that are going to be competing amongst these other teams and in these events. Also, USAV has just confirmed our partnership with them again for their intention to have us hosting the VLA Open at Nationals in Louisville. So another opportunity for teams that may not be able to compete this year as a two-tier team, definitely, you know, look to sign up in the VLA Open and compete against all of us. And, you know, there's opportunities for you to compete next year at 100%.
So that's something that we were really excited about last year. I remember the very first time I had you on the show about a year ago, we talked about that. So USA Volleyball Adult Nationals is an event that a lot of people are familiar with. It is an absolute blast. Memorial Day weekend every year. It really is a highlight of the volleyball calendar year-round for everybody post-college that kind of converges on a city and plays great ball all like extended weekend long. So something that is coming out of our league's partnership with USA Volleyball is the fact that we have a division of that Adult Nationals on the men's side to ourselves. It's the VLA Open, like Vince said. All five of our teams will be playing in it. I assume that all the Tier 2 teams we have that are featured in our events are at least intending to play in it. And then it's also open to anybody else, any other teams that want to sign up and play against VLA Tier 1, Tier 2, and see what you've got. If you have a team that is serious about competing at this level, that is the exact perfect opportunity to prove it right there. So get yourselves on our radar. I think it couldn't be a more perfect opportunity, both for us and for all the teams that might want to join the league down the road. So that, of course, is contingent on USA on Adult Nationals happening. That's Memorial Day. We are really hoping that we get to pull that off. But I don't know if you have any more to say about that with looking forward to the VLA Open, because that could produce some serious growth for the league down the road.
Yeah, and see, that's the big thing that we want to maintain, is that we want to give as many teams as possible the opportunity to play, because we don't want to be an exclusive group. We want the entire country to be a part of the Volleyball League of America. We want everyone to be part of the VLA community. And so we're, you know, starting it where we are, you know, and it is a little bit from, you know, top down, but at the same time, we just want to create opportunities for competitive adult teams to play, because there isn't really a market for it. I mean, you got your NAGVAs and, you know, some of those tournaments. You got a few one-off tournaments and whatnot that really do have great tournaments, and they have, you know, a great format and whatnot. But we want to try to expand on that and to bring it to a different level. And so that's one of the reasons that, you know, we have started doing, you know, made the decision to do the Tier 2.
Tier 2 and the VLA Open, VLA Cup at USAV Nationals. Yeah, great steps towards growing the game nationally. And you talked about how inclusive our model has always been from the beginning. So, yeah, the top-level goal is feasible, financially, like, independent, real professional volleyball for guys to make a living. But, yeah, like, teams at lower levels than that, there are going to be lots of opportunities down the road for people to play under the VLA umbrella who aren't necessarily professional level volleyball players. And that's something that we've always wanted. But at the same time, VLA Tier 1 and Tier 2 and things like that, the way we're trying to grow the league at the top level, we want the best of the best. Those teams that are in Tier 2 now, attempting to move up to Tier 1 and who are going to be appearing in Tier 1 down the road, they're going to be good teams, and they're going to have to prove themselves. We're not just taking anyone that signs up, which is, I think, a phenomenally good model. It's very quality over quantity based, and it's just a great opportunity for guys when they do get the chances to play with us, like we are offering, to really explode and take it seriously and really make a name for themselves individually and as teams to get included with us at that top level.
Right, absolutely. And that's the thing, is there's a lot of players out there that aren't really tied in with any of these five teams right now. We see a lot of interaction between players and the teams, and I'm not going to lie, I get a lot of text messages and emails and whatnot, and I wish that I could grab everybody on my team. Unfortunately, my roster is, you know, limited in size. You know, only six guys are on the court at a time, because there's so much talent out there, and so we really hope that with this structure that we're able to reach a lot of the areas that maybe haven't been represented well enough yet. You know, maybe, you know, different regions in the United States that do have great competition. And I'll speak for one I know clearly is the Pacific Northwest. I love the community up there. I love the volleyball that they have up there. Chris Linke, if you're listening, I got you. But yeah, and you know, they have such a great field up there, but it gets really unnoticed because it is slightly isolated. So we're trying to, you know, bridge that right there. We want to make that gap close so that quality teams go up there and play in that area. But on top of that, they get the opportunity to play in other places as well. So that's one of our big goals, is to try to reach everywhere in the United States, not just, you know, the hotbeds of Southern California, Chicago, and New York.
Well, those areas are obviously represented as well with our existing Tier 1 teams, and those teams will be in action very soon. I know we haven't seen Chicago yet this year. We haven't seen the SoCal Rising Tide yet this year, but we will. Those teams are coming. They have their spots in the schedule. Don't you guys worry. But this, what this weekend is all about, Ascension and then Tier 2 teams Ruckus and Irvine Extreme. Big names. The rosters that we have right now are on the website for all three of those teams, so go check them out. You want to see if there's any questions in the YouTube chat before we go and try and hop into practice.
We got all, yeah, and we're going to stick around. We're going to be running a full Ascension practice here. But that's the other thing, too, is if, you know,
here,
check.
I got it.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. What am I saying here?
Website.
It's got information. If you are interested in competing in the VLA, reach out to us. There is in the Tier 2 section. It says join. Click that button. It takes you to a little questionnaire. Just, you know, us as the VLA want to get to know everybody in the United States. We want to know who wants to play, who wants to be a part of this, and who wants to grow the game.
Yeah, we've got a lot of the country covered in just our personal connections with you and the board and the Tier 1 teams that we already have. But like you said, we really want to get to everyone. Every corner of the country where there is high-level volleyball, and I think the depth of talent nationally that you're talking about really speaks to the demand that there is for a league like ours. Like, people have been begging for this for years. And so now we're finally giving it to you guys, and as well as we can right now with COVID-19. But the opportunity for growth is so positive to me. It's so easy to get excited about. And I think this weekend is going to be a great first step in the direction of growing Tier 2. So you got Kevin Martz in the chat. And, of course, our photographer, Todd. Todd, we love you. We'll miss you this weekend. We'll try to grab some good content.
Hey, Kevin, I started that with Chris forever ago. Back when we used to travel up there as the highlighter squad and then Sizzle. You know, that rivalry's been budding for years. We've been just looking for a reason to get back up there. That's why I throw you guys out there all the time.
That's a little bit of a call out. I love rivalries. The sport of volleyball needs more of those. We saw a lot of LVC and Pineapple going at each other a couple weeks ago. So hopefully some rivalries develop out of this weekend and out of some new teams that show up in the next couple of years. It's just so exciting, man.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to the growth of it all. And obviously, you know, like he pointed out, Loy said, our schedule is very liquid. You know, we
totally.
We you know, are doing the best we can to get this all out to you, you know, to you know, the community and whatnot. And we're fortunate that Volleyball Festival has worked so hard to make sure that we can, you know, play in a place as amazing as State Farm Stadium, and then also as well with the Barney Sports Complex. I mean, we're very fortunate that we're under these circumstances in the world that we're able to compete. So we're happy that we're at least moving forward. And right now, the best progress we can get is what it is, and we're hoping that we just continue moving forward.
Totally agreed. So any more details that you guys want about this weekend are all on the website, usavla.com. All the matches, as usual, live streamed right here on this YouTube channel, Volleyball League of America YouTube. Please, if you're not already subscribe to this channel. Helps us out a ton. Follow us on Instagram at VLA Volleyball. There's all kinds of great stuff coming all weekend long. And if you like what you see, if you like what you're listening to right now, if you like looking at Vince and I, you're going to have a good time this weekend. But share it with everyone else you know. Any volleyball fans, any volleyball lovers, players, whoever, any age, the inclusivity of the league doesn't stop at just people who are trying to play with us. It's everybody who wants to be involved in any way at all. We've got a spot for you in the VLA. So Everybody get excited about it. Share it. And we will see you guys on Friday night in State Farm Stadium for some matches if there's nothing else you want to cover, Vince.
You ready to get some reps?
Let's do it. Let's go play.
That's for you.
Oh, I'm honored. Let's get after it.
Also, thanks, give man. A shout-out to Smack Sportswear.
Big or, time.
And Mikasa Volleyball.
Big time, yeah. The Mikasa, our ball sponsor, Smack Sportswear, apparel provider. I'm going to look really good in this right about now. So, yeah, shout-outs to those guys. They'll be everywhere all weekend long. We will see you guys on Friday night. We're going to move the camera over so you can see Ascension get some reps in practice.